You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. On the show today, we're going to discuss residual vacancies, and we're going to take a look at how these residual vacancies should be filled. And I'm going to use this subject matter on this show to address the still unassigned regulars, particularly Columbus, Ohio, but generally everywhere else. Let's start our discussion using as a reference the National Agreement for the Mail Handlers, and we're going to go to Article 12.2, Section D9. And the reason we go there is because I'm going to define for you what a residual vacancy is, because it's important that you understand in depth what it is I'm trying to convey. A residual vacancy is a duty assignment that remains vacant after the completion of the voluntary bidding process. So, in other words, once jobs are posted for bid, any job that's not selected becomes a residual vacancy. So if it goes through the process, and after the process, it's still a vacant bid assignment, it now moves into the category of residual vacancy. Now, the reason I clearly define what a residual vacancy is, because now we're going to shift our focus to the unassigned regular and how that category of mail handlers are directly impacted by the residual vacancy. The unassigned regular is a career mail handler that does not have a bid for whatever reason. And that's in very simplified terms. But an unassigned regular has a schedule. They have start times, end times. Well, start times because of overtime. They have scheduled days off, but it is not a bid. But the protective thing about the unassigned regular's job classification or the duty assignment is once you become or converted to a regular, if there is no bid for you, wherever you work the first 40 hours in the first week that you became a regular mail handler, that schedule you get to maintain until you bid or you are placed in a residual bid. I am not aware of any other circumstances that would allow you to be moved. Now, if you understand that the residual vacancy is one of two ways that an unassigned regular can be placed in a job, then you understand when those residual vacancies become available, there's a pecking order that the post office goes through. The senior unassigned regular gets an opportunity to select that job, or they can pass on that job. That continues to happen until you're at the bottom unassigned regular who does not have the right to pass because there's no one to pass the job to. So the point I'm making is every single bid cycle that we had in Columbus, Ohio, any bids that went vacant should have been offered in this rotating manner to every unassigned regular in Columbus, Ohio. Now, if that happened, and I'm pretty sure it didn't, then we have a post office and union following the regulations that govern placing unassigned regulars in a position. Because what's going to happen, or what the talk on the work floor is, all unassigned regulars, if you are in Columbus, Ohio, if you are currently an unassigned regular, the first of the year, January 3rd, you're going to be placed in a residual vacancy on tour one. Yes, did you hear what I said? You're going to come from unassigned regular to an unassigned regular placed in a residual vacancy, which now means you have a bid. Now, the reason I say, oh, no, is because if you are a Tour 2 unassigned regular, and you're about to be placed on tour one, you're about to go through some changes in your sleep pattern, in your after work schedule. So you want to make sure that the post office management followed the rules and regulations. And if they did, then all I can say to you is just go ahead and adjust to that tour one bid. But Columbus, Ohio being Columbus, Ohio, I'm going to walk on a very thin limb and say they didn't do it right. I feel confident saying that about the facility in which we work in. But now it's going to require meticulous attention to detail by your union, as they must address this issue. Here's what I'm talking about. If you're an unassigned regular, every residual bid that came out since December, based on your seniority, you should have had an opportunity to pick one of those bids. Now, if that happened, then the rest of what I'm saying doesn't matter. But if that didn't happen, and I'm pretty sure it didn't, I would be willing to bet you that there's some people in Columbus that was not senior that received a residual bid that they probably were not entitled to without the post office going through the selection process. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if that happened, now to the unassigned regulars that I'm addressing, because you are a unassigned regular, principles of seniority still apply to you, because there is a ranking of unassigned regulars from senior to junior. So if you would go back inside of your national agreement, Article 12.2 talks about principles of seniority. And in Article 12.2, Section H, one of the things that you'll find is it reads as follows. All positions presently in the mail handler craft, including higher level positions, shall be filled by the senior qualified bidder meeting the qualification standards for the position, except those positions which are presently designated best qualified shall be filled by the best qualified applicant. And the only reason you need to understand that is what I alluded to earlier. If you are unassigned regular and those opportunities for residual bids have not been afforded to you continuously for every residual bid, then you've got a grievance and you may have a reason for the post office not to move you to tour one if you're on tour two. Again, I'm just offering suggestions to ensure that the process was followed properly. And if you want to further follow up on what it is I'm saying, I have to advise you that this fight has to be fought by your union. I can give you information on it, but this fight must be addressed by your union at the local or branch level. Now, the unassigned regular, you might ask yourself, well, in lieu of the fact of the residual bid, earlier you spoke about asking your branch president about the total number of new jobs created. Well, let me tell you how that affects you if that was not done properly. Because there's probably in that group of that number of newly assigned bids the post office promised to create, there probably would have been a bid on tour one or tour two that would allow you to bid into it. So in other words, because the post office did not follow protocol, it negated any opportunity for you to arrive at a bid in an area that complements or is conducive to your current lifestyle. And the only reason I say complement or is conducive to your current lifestyle is because you are where you are as a result of the post office. And when I say you are where you are because of the post office, I mean when they pull what I consider to be nonsense, posting all those bids, but making sure they're not called bids and they call them assignments. When they did that, they initiated your current situation, and that is a situation of being forced to tour one when you've been an unassigned regular on tour two. Now, let me also say, if the post office followed protocol, which I'm sure they didn't, but if they did, then all I can say to you is get yourself prepared to go to tour one. But there's some things that you should insist your union look at, because if you're being moved from tour two to tour one, and I know most of you don't want that move, I'm just asking that you get active in your union to make sure the post office follow proper protocol.
Please, 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 please.
Don't let this information fall on deaf ears. These decisions involve the quality of your work life, and if you don't take a stand to protect it, it's going to be hard for anyone else to. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge. Spread the word about the podcast in the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast page on Facebook.